stocks soared after the election. Caleb Silver joining us live from Investopedia. Caleb, you know, it seems like we see a bump after a presidential election every 4 years, but this seemed even bigger, maybe because it was such a decisive victory for President Trump. What's your read on it?
Yeah, I think it's that. It was also, we had resolution. It was very quick. This didn't drag out for days or weeks. And that is definitely was something the investors did not want to see. But also, if you think about the promises, the campaign promises, as far as economic policy that Trump has made, that means lowering taxes and keeping them low. Remember, when he went into office in 2016, 2017, he enacted the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that lowered the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. And it lowered taxes pretty much across income spectrums across the board. Well, he intends to keep those rates low and potentially lower the corporate tax rate again for some companies to 15%. There's that. There's the fact that there's going to be a lot of government spending. Government spending is bullish for stocks. And there's going to be some tariffs on imported goods. That could be rough in terms of causing inflation here because those costs get passed on to consumers. But for companies that make their products in America, that could be good news as well.
It is really interesting to look at the auto industry too, Caleb, because you have on one hand these tariffs promised increasing on foreign cars. On the other, you would have some of the EV mandates going away. But wait, will they? You have Elon Musk over there. There's a lot of things that we're waiting to find out here.
Well, if you think about it, Tesla stock was up 14% yesterday, and Bitcoin, which is also something that Elon Musk favors and that he has $5 billion of that in Tesla's treasury, that rose as well to a record high. Now, why is that? Because, well, he helped with the campaign a lot, but also if a lot of these EVs make their cars in America, I think they're going to have a much better chance of succeeding under the Trump administration. I think he's going to push for that because the tariffs are going to be so high for imported goods, and that's what he's been pushing as well. But also, when you think about how America is going to be doing business in the future and the Federal Reserve, which is going to decide on interest rates today. They'll probably lower rates a quarter point. But then what happens after that? Because Trump has talked about putting the Fed under the executive branch and then having total control over interest rates. A lot of this looks really confusing and interesting as for the future.
And what is the future of Bitcoin? Like you said, it soared yesterday.
Yeah, well, Trump has been courting the Bitcoin crowd since he started this campaign for this run and saying that the United States will always have Bitcoin in its treasury and it will continue to add to its Bitcoin and the government will stay away from people's Bitcoin holdings. He's also talked about firing the SEC commissioner, Gary Gensler, who's been very critical and very tough on Bitcoin in terms of regulating it. So that's why you saw Bitcoin soar to a record high here. Is the government going to actually have its own Bitcoin that it's going to use very freely? We don't know, but if Trump has full control over both the Senate and the House, there's a lot that he can do.
Okay. Caleb, thank you. Caleb Silver from Investopedia joining us live here on WBEN.